domestic violence and the visually impaired. Vision Foundation organisation has proudly hosted its first round table session on ways key organisations can act on domestic violence. The specific details of attendees and their experiences must be kept anonymous given their ongoing situations. But Kerry Firth, the social impacts officer who helped chair the event, was enthusiastic about it. "We were so heartened by the way the day was focused on actionable solutions rather than just talk," enthused Kerry. "And it's definitely going to be the first of many." Who was there? Vision Foundation assembled victims of domestic abuse who also live with sight loss, as well as representatives of the Met Police, the Crown Prosecution Service, CPS, Refuge, Beacon Vision, Churches Housing Association of Dudley and District, CHADD, Safe Lives, Extant, Safer London, Standing Together, Solace Women's Aid, Time and Talents, Cambridgeshire and Peterborough Domestic Abuse and Sexual Violence Partnership. Charity was gratified at the array of attendees it had, how much influence they wield and how engaged they were. As far as working groups go, this was designed to have maximum impact. What was discussed? Part 1. Voices and experience. 2. Domestic violence and abuse survivors who live with sight loss shared their experiences. They both have met with many obstacles in accessing support and were very direct about that. The tone of the speakers was passionately proactive. It was clear that they understood there are gaps in the system they've encountered and thought they could rely on, and why that would be, but were motivated to find solutions rather than tear things apart. The experiences shared with attendees included family courts not making transcripts accessible, meaning visual impairment put you at an instant disadvantage in court. Social workers not having capacity to accommodate visually impaired people in shelters, and so suggesting that staying with an abusive carer could be preferable. Concerns about abusers breaking restraining orders being dismissed by police. Part 2. Direct action. Round tables can often result in talking about the problem rather than prompting real, measurable change. This felt vastly different. Experiences like those listed above prompted attendees to give themselves clearly defined actions. The solution-based discussion resulted in a clear action plan that included consulting professional bodies and revisiting policies to ensure that visually impaired victims and survivors can speak to somebody on a one-to-one basis in a safe place without being in the presence of a carer. Encouraging the revision of widely used risk assessments to ensure they cover the nuances of disability-specific types of abuse. Ensure that training on domestic abuse includes specific visual impairment and disability awareness modules. Encourage collaborations between sight loss organisations and refuges to ensure that spaces are accessible and staff are sufficiently trained to support visually impaired victims and survivors. Ensure survivors' networks have site representatives and create opportunities for these representatives to talk to relevant bodies and professionals to influence changes in practice and policy. What comes next? Everyone in attendance contributed to the action plan, and one thing they all took from it was the need to reconvene to ensure it is implemented. This has gone beyond a round table to a working group, so there is more to come in due course.